This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is a parent. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
Comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to, as we start this hour, dive into what the collapse is going to look like. We're already about 10% into it, but now it's going to accelerate. There are ways to mitigate it and deal with it. And then they have found the full 12-minute clips. We'll air about 10 minutes of it next segment of me confronting Oliver Darcy about how specifically Obama was running secret disinformation boards with the Justice Department, the Pentagon, liaisoning with dinosaur media to censor the American people criminally and illegally. So we're going to play that clip here in just a moment, guys, so cue that up. But then the full clip will be next segment. Again, nobody else was saying this. I was telling Tucker Carlson and others at the time what was going on. That's why Tucker 2 weeks ago said Alex Jones broke this. And it's not about, oh, I broke it, I'm great, you know, give me a gold medal. I need to be kept in the fight. This crew needs to be kept in the fight. We make it really easy for you to keep us in the fight. Let me give you a little bit of inside baseball and background. I knew 20 years ago that CBD oil that has all the THC taken out of it in major medical studies and all over the news now is great for inflammation, great for pain, and good for your brain, and good for your heart, and good for stopping strokes, you name it. I've been taking CBD for Achilles pain now that was prescribed to me. It was a prescription, but my doctor said, here's a prescription, go get this brand of CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil. And it's done wonders because I haven't wanted to be 7 weeks off my leg. My Achilles is gone. I use it as a cane, my leg. And it's very painful. I take CBD oil. Well, we never sold CBD oil because still some jurisdictions would prosecute people for it, even though there was no CBD in it. You know, now George Strait sells it and promotes it. Now it's in Walmart. Now it's everywhere. But I still held back because they still can do that. Well, I did it with a big top firm. It shipped out of Denver, Colorado by another company. So they can't set me up and say I'm, selling something that's illegal. It's not. They don't want you to have it because it's so good. It doesn't do anything to your brain. It doesn't get you high. There's no THC in it. It is simply amazing. And I've been on it for, I don't know, 3-4 years. And I forgot to take it this morning, and I'm literally feeling my Achilles right now. I'm getting close to having the surgery soon, folks, but it's out of control. I've just ignored this for 8 years. So I was hiking in Big Bend at night like an idiot and stepped in a damn hole. But let me just get back to what I was saying. I didn't want to be off my feet, so I should have done it then. I've been off my feet for 2 weeks. Now it's all gone. It's all rotted away and necrosed, so I'm going to have a full reconstruction. It's going to be hellish, but that's a side issue. We have the 10 milligram, the 25 milligram, and the 1,000 milligram CBD at prices half of what you get similar products for. This is high-end, very quality. It is selling out. The 10 milligram already sold out, but the 25 milligram and 1,000 is still there. It'll sell out in a matter of days, but we need the funding. Now, everything else we're putting out under the InfoWars MD line, we have. The Libido RX, the Turmeric 95, the Mushroom Max Great Nootropic. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com under the new InfoWars MD line. And we have free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And the regular shipping has been cut in half for the average price. So take advantage of that. Also, the new InfoWars Platinum line, just be sure and check that out. And finally, for 2 years not having it, the real red pill, is now back in stock. I don't have time to get into how amazing it is. Just those of you that used to take it, you know, it's back, the Real Red Pill, 50% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And we're selling out a vitamin mineral fusion that is so good for everybody's immune system because everything you need in one shot, you know, it tastes great. One little scoop, whole pitcher for the adults, children, old people, you name it, it's back in stock. Or no, it's about to be out of stock, but despite that, it's 50% off. Okay, I'm done plugging, but that's how we fund the operation. Plus, these are great products you need. Please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take care of yourself and keep us on air. A 360 win. Okay. Coming up next segment, I'm going to air a large portion of it. And I'm going to, by the way, have it re-uploaded to Man.Out Video, the full 12-minute confrontation. I thought it was 5 in my memory. It's 12 minutes. But here's a short clip where I nail it 4.5 years ago in the halls of Congress to the CNN deputy censor-in-chief under Brian Stelter.
That's what wants to run your life, folks. If you don't start running your life, he's going to run it. He already thinks he's got scouts from the main progenitors. And this whole operation, you don't think we don't know about Obama's countering disinformation propaganda? You don't think all that's going to come out who's funding this? And your little ID card and all the rest of it, you think we're stupid? You think we're playing games, huh? Think we don't know a thing or two, son? That's illegal, what Obama set up. It's all going to come down. You think that you've got some Democrats and some committees and some stay-behind networks like the 37 angry Democrats in the Justice Department trying to shut down Trump? You think that you've got a rogue group operating inside those agencies that you're going to be able to shut down the free press in America? We are here. All the fear is here. The American people are watching, and they're not going to let you win. You called for us to be the platform. You pushed it. Now you say it's not even happening. It is true. CNN lobbied for it. That's all CNN did was call for me to be taken off the air. That's all you've done. That's what you said needs to be taken down. Why aren't you taking it down? You said don't.
That's enough. You're going to see the raw footage that hasn't been out in years. They took off YouTube and everywhere else in a few minutes. This is why they're so scared. I was advising the president. He fired some of the moles because of us. They literally put the CIA on our ass after that. That's why they followed the Sandy Hook garbage, ran the whole defaults. Now they want to shut us down. Don't let them. So you get what's coming next. Let's get to it. Leftists aren't capable of surviving economic collapse. Here's why. There is one factor that constantly stands out of the absolutely essential to a person's chances of surviving a crisis event. That factor is mindset. But they're trained to be victims. They're trained to not be self-sufficient. They're trained to let the predators tell them what to do in every actuary. Experience and training are highly valuable. Having proper tools and preparation on hand is a huge advantage. But in the end, without mental toughness, the ability to adapt, the most prepared person in the world will still likely bite the dust. And it's such an important article, getting into the left and all the numbers and how they are undermining our entire society, including our military, to bring us down and collapse us from within. In 1980, you might be able to find a large number of mentally tough people that considered themselves Democrats. Today, you will not find anyone. And they give a bunch of great examples. Leftists thrive on crisis, but die out during collapse. Leftists are anti-preparedness. Leftists have an aversion to hardship. Leftists have no practical skill sets. Leftists rely on government to fix their problems. Man, this article is so key, and it's absolutely on target. And statistically, the left are more apt to steal, more apt to lie, 7 to 10 times, depending on the study, 7 to 9 times. But then they're cheerleading the collapse of society. They're cheerleading poison shots because they're the captured minds that think just complying gets them ahead. Yeah, it gets a pat on the head from corporate media and the left. They may even give you some functionary job while you are destroying your own future. Meanwhile, the Fed chairman, Powell, admits, I don't know what we'll do in 2033. They said they've got to stop the inflation's growth, so now they're going to kill the stimulus that will cause a depression. Why central banks will choose recession over inflation. Excellent article from Zero Hedge. Meanwhile, SBF changes on extradition to the U.S. He's now been picked up. He's about to be on a flight to the United States as we speak. Will he be Epstein? Well, he's got Epstein's lawyer. I think that tells you all you need to know. But as scary as all of this information is, The left's going to have to answer for their election fraud and their open borders and their pedophilia and their human smuggling. And now the governor of Texas has opened a criminal investigation of the UN-run NGOs that Biden has put in charge. When you go to the border, you see the little bureaucrats, literal pink sweater-wearing blue hairs, green hairs, Antifa, commanding the Border Patrol. And the little children being disappeared and handed off to complete strangers. These are crimes against humanity. They can and will be punished. They can and will be stopped. We do not have a choice. We've got to do it. The children are counting on us. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with the Oliver Darcy confrontation. And listen, everything I say, you can now look at it in the news today, and it's all come true. It's all been admitted. It's all exactly what I said. The secret disinformation boards, because we know the enemy blueprint. We know how to beat them. And if you decide to share the articles and videos, if you decide to take this Oliver Darcy video and have it go viral, oh, look, Twitter censored Jones for exposing their connection to the FBI and the government and Obama. Imagine how important this is today. More important than when I said it 4.5 years ago. It's coming up next segment.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 7979 Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Progenitors. And this whole operation, you don't think we don't know about Obama's countering disinformation propaganda? You don't think all that's going to come out who's funding this? And your little ID card and all the rest of it, you think we're stupid? You think we're playing games, huh? Think we don't know a thing or two, son? That's illegal, what Obama set up. Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. You're going to go down the history books at the Criminal News Network. This is one of the main people right here who thinks you have no memory, who sits there and lobbies. Show him. It sits there and lobbies people to take other news off, claiming they're fake when CNN is the fakest WMD, Gulf Arab state dictatorship funded. Unbelievable. Hey, come on over here, Drew. I want to get this down, okay? This is unbelievable. I was literally saying I don't see the Criminal News Network here, but indeed we do, right there at the front line of the frog. To try to get in there and try to shut down conservative libertarian speech. And, of course, he comes from the loins of Glenn Beck, the king. I mean, look at those eyes, folks. If you want to see the eyes of a rat. Look at those eyes. Look at that slobbering to the system and the criminals at CNN, all their warmongering and death, all their fake news, and then running around trying to police the internet and try to shut people down. And then you think people are so stupid. On CNN a week later, you say no one's censoring anybody, no one's pushing for censoring, and then you say that Trump is the one attacking the press, but all he does is stand up to your lies. Just look at this guy's eyes. That is who will rule your life. Him and people like Stelter. That is who want to look at that smile.
Alex, you know, I've known Oliver quite a long time. Good to see you again, Oliver.
Good to see you, Chuck.
Good to see you. You know, he's from Fresno, and he knows that. Because, you know, in Fresno, we actually believe in free speech, and here he is censoring people and doing
policing. He's the thought police. That is the thought police.
Beforehand, he worked for like that. And, of course, I and many other people in the conservative movement helped us in his career along. But now he's decided that now that he works for CNN, he's going to go and try and shut down voice.
Look, I mean, he's even more evil-looking in person.
Somebody think about the decisions that you made.
You don't even respond because we're just scum. You sit up there at CNN with no viewers, no followers. Everyone can't stand you. And no matter, you can shut everyone down on Earth. No one will like you. You understand that? You'll never have millions and millions of fans and followers. You'll never have people that love you.
Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
You are a dishonorable liar who would never even dare have me on your little tiny shows when you and Stelter call me a virus. You are a virus to America and freedom. You are authoritarianism. Just look in those eyes. The hunger to silence America. The hunger to extinguish the First Amendment. The hunger to deceive. But he can't do it because the fire of liberty is not going to be knocked out. I want you to know I'm starting to come up here a lot. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
It's good.
Just so you know.
Always good to see you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, no, you don't talk back to your slaves. You just act. Calling everybody's sponsors to get them to dump you. Working with Media Matters and the Nazi collaborator George Soros.
All right.
Smiling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow.
You used that one several times.
That's what you look like.
You need to come up with some.
You look like a possum that got caught doing some really nasty stuff. In my view. You're a public figure, too. If I go to Twitter and say, he's bullying me, I'm only trying to be platform everywhere and celebrating it, and then insulting my viewers a week later saying no one's doing it. How dumb do you think your viewers are? Did they have no memory like Dari from Finding Nemo? So you can't respond. All you do is deceive. Your job is to be a disruptor.
That's my response here. This is not a...
Are you saying the left isn't trying to be platform conservative?
This is not a... I'm not doing an interview with you.
Exactly. There you go. Just look at it. Look at that person. Just stare at it. Look at that. He thinks he's going to beat America. He wants to politically mount his own wall. He thinks he can deceive... Oliver Darcy, that, ladies and gentlemen.
What was that?
Anything to say?
No, I have nothing to say to Alex. Good seeing him here.
Yeah, all he wants to do is silence everyone so he can then lie about him and get away with it.
You're broadcasting on Twitter right now, I think, right?
Well, we're on a lot of places.
Right. You're being really silenced?
Yeah, you've been trying to silence me there. Keep asking why I'm there and then lying about what I say. You're ashamed. It's blown up in your face. Doesn't matter if the New York Times says our viewers are down by half. It's not true. Record traffic and record support. Which you guys don't have. You have to be propped up by kingpins and corrupt corporations and foreign Gulf war dictators who launch fake wars in Arab Springs. In fact, ISIS and John McCain, all of their crypt keepers. And you and your boss, Flynn Beck, are charlatans. Everybody sees right through you.
It's been good.
No. We're here talking to you. Right. About how you hate America and how you hate the First Amendment. And how you think people are stupid. This is literally the equivalent of the Stasi. This guy literally goes around making stuff up, lying about what people said, making them deplatformed, and then gets up there on TV and goes, you know, Trump may have a point that Google's too powerful. We need to regulate it. That's backing Senator Warner, that's threatening Google with censorship if they don't roll over to them and steal the midterm.
Hey, I'm part of the establishment. Hey, I finally have people that want me. Hey, I'm like Judas Iscariot.
I can't really talk
about. Oh, there he is. Look at the skinny jeans, too. They all love communism, but they got their, you know, $1,000 phones and all the rest of it. You hate America so much, man, you make me sick. Hey, you ever talk about China?
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
You ever talk about China? You ever talk about China and how Apple and Google are all moving over there? Or just how mean I am all day. I feel strong, man.
Let me get a good picture.
Because you know what you are? You know what you are? You are literally a sociopath. And you think it's funny. You know other people have emotions and care, so you play on it. You must be an incredibly empty person.
Empty person?
Yeah, you are the definition of a fop. You're the definition of a fraud. You are a charlatan that goes around lying about people to destroy the First Amendment.
I haven't lied about anyone, Alex.
Yes, you are a congenital liar. And CNN is a giant fraud and hated the world over.
All right. None of what you're saying is true?
No, yes it is. You are a liar. You think you can gaslight people and call for censorship, and then a day later say you aren't? We've got all your statements. We've got everything. We've got you all over the place lobbying to have media taken down.
That's not true.
Lobbying to shut people down.
That's not true.
Asking people why they're not shut down.
That's not true.
Yes, engaging in all that. It's all true. We have all the clips of you saying. Listen, everybody knows who you are. Look at you. You and Stelter get force-fed by Twitter. You get like 100 retweets. Because CNN's a joke. CNN's like government cheese. It literally is just force-fed to everyone. Everyone's sick of it. It's force-fed in public schools. It's force-fed in bars, in hotels, making you sit there and watch it.
Sandy Hook?
Oh, yeah. They sure do. Just like they lied about babies and incubators and the WMDs and killed a couple million people. And just like the public has a right to question things. And then you got the New York Times lying about WMDs. The New York Times lying about WMDs and killed a million. But you don't really care about kids. You care about your fake moral high ground. And gun owners are sick of being blamed for what other people on Prozac do who get guns illegally. So that's all you got. And you're going to fail. Just like Hillary failed, we're going to win these midterms. We're going to take this country back. And all you people that have an inferiority complex.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there, because the owner's a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, taking over from here with a ton of news to cover. But I wasn't really planning on covering the January 6th stuff today. In fact, I didn't even know they were having this hearing. I had some January 6th news in my stack because Republicans... Some Republicans are saying they're going to investigate the investigators. They're going to try to get down to the actual truth about January 6th. Federal agent involvement, prior knowledge. of that day's potential events that Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser and others had. But I'm watching Liz Cheney open the January 6th hearing today, where they're expecting some big announcement. The Democrats have been building this up like they're going to have a big announcement today, or maybe even criminally refer Donald Trump. We'll see if that happens or if that's just hype, because quite frankly, there's no interest in the January 6th hearings. None. People aren't interested anymore. They know it's all politics. They know January 6th was, if anything, a little out of hand at worst. And it was Trump supporters that died that day, not the police officers like you've been lied to about. But I'm watching Liz Cheney open the hearing, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, man, if you are an uninformed American and you're watching this and you're taking it at face value, you're just sitting there getting raped by propaganda. I mean, you are just sitting there getting your mind raped by disinformation. And it's, you know, it's a gut blow, because I know she's lying. Liz Cheney, that is. I know she's lying about everything that she says. But it's not just the lies that she tells in her little presentation. It's in the presentation itself. It's in these assumptions that you're supposed to make based off of what she's saying. You're supposed to, for example, it says Liz Cheney, the Republican. Liz Cheney's not a Republican. What about Liz Cheney makes her a Republican? Because her dad was Dick Cheney? Because she puts an R conveniently next to her name? She doesn't vote Republican. She doesn't vote Republican values. She doesn't represent the constituents in Wyoming. Nothing about Liz Cheney is a Republican, except, oh, they say Republican Liz Cheney, and then they put the R behind her name. And so if you're watching this and you're ignorant, you're thinking, oh, wow, well, this must be an honorable Republican to look into her own party and look into her own voters. She must be a good person to do that. Wow. Glad she's at head of this committee. Just right there, with the presentation, with the assumption, you've already been propagandized, you've already been misinformed. Then she goes on to say, so it's already, it's lies layered on top of lies, framed in a frame of lies. Just everything about it is totally fake. You know that, you can sit there and watch it. Most of America probably knows that, sitting there and watching it. That's why they don't watch it anymore, because they know it's BS. Then she goes on to say, something like this has never been done before. We've never had an election denier before. We've never had a president deny the election results. We've never had a group of people. And it's just like, again, that is just an outright lie. She knows she's lying. She knows that Democrats have a long history of contesting elections. But why doesn't she bring that up? Because she's not a Republican. In this case, she's a Democrat. Now, when she's running for election in Wyoming, she wants to be known as a Republican, because that's how she gets in. But she's not a Republican. Now that she's already in and she's got to do the political bidding of the deep state, who does she really represent? The Democrat Party. So she says, nobody ever did what Donald Trump did, causing an insurrection. Remember Donald Trump's tweets from that day? You can actually go find them now. He called for peace. He said, go home. Mm-hmm. Oh, what an insurrection. The D.C., I don't know if it was the mayor or the police, decide they're going to send out an emergency notification to everybody within 5 miles of the Capitol. And then as soon as everybody's phone goes off, everybody leaves. By the way, it's funny, a little bit of a side note to just show you the power that the government has. You couldn't even get service that day anywhere. You could not get service. You couldn't make a call. You couldn't get a text out. But, man, they got that emergency alert on everybody's phone. Like, they just overwhelmed the whole network. That's amazing. But that's just a side note. No, the Democrats have contested elections multiple times. In fact, the Democrats have contested every presidential election that they've lost this millennia. Whether it was Al Gore or Hillary Clinton, the Democrats contested it. The Democrats denied it. The Democrats pled to Congress saying we can't count these electoral votes. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and play the footage over and over again of Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer and all the other Democrats saying this election was stolen from Al Gore.
We all remember it if you were there. We all remember the election if you were alive for it. You can even go back deeper in history. In fact, there was one time the Democrats actually pulled off or tried to pull off what the Trump supporters wanted to happen on January 6th, and that was a congressional review of the electoral votes to say they can't be certified, they're illegitimate for reasons X, Y, and Z. And so the case that Trump was trying to make was all of these illegal votes, the mail-in votes, the early votes that were all placed in under color of law in the name of COVID, no actual law, they were illegal votes. That's why Donald Trump said, hey, you've got 200,000 illegal votes right here that aren't constitutionally legal. They shouldn't be counted. That's bigger than the margin of victory. This should be an issue. No, the Democrats actually did do that. I forget when it was. I wasn't planning on covering this today. I would have tried to look it up. But no, I think what was it the 1940s? I can't remember. There was a presidential election that the Democrats lost where they did the exact same thing. They presented their arguments to Congress. They said, we cannot certify this election. We cannot certify these electoral votes. And here's why. So, no, it has been done before, Liz Cheney. But see, that's my point, is that the whole thing is just a lie. It's a lie on top of lies, framed in a lie, boxed in a lie, with a bow on it that's a lie. And if you don't know any better and you actually take it at face value or believe that Liz Cheney or the rest of the January 6th committee are trustworthy, you're just getting raped. You're being mentally raped, psychologically raped, smashed by political propaganda. It is information warfare. It is a propaganda campaign. And it's stunning. I'm just sitting there getting a cup of coffee watching this, and it really does make you angry, doesn't it? That Liz Cheney is such a unmitigated liar, and that she's not even going to be punished either. She will face no punishment for what she's done to this country. She will face no punishment for the lies she tells the American people. And yet, there are hundreds of January 6th defendants sitting and rotting away in jail cells so that corrupt bitches like Liz Cheney can sit up there on the moral high ground and tell you they're justified to propagandize you and they're justified to weaponize the government against the American people because they put innocent people in jail and they lied about innocent people and they called veterans and mothers and fathers and grandmothers and doctors terrorists because they dare stand up and speak their mind, and they dare call out the obvious corruption that has been plaguing this nation for decades. And I don't know where it goes, because I just sit there looking at it, and I know how the universe works, and it's not going to end well for them. The problem that I see here that's a little unsettling is whatever fate the liars in our government are going to face, whatever fate the liars on the January 6th committee are going to face, I'm just worried we're all going to end up facing it. That's what I'm concerned about. I mean, justice is going to be done, may the heavens fall. I'm just worried it's going to fall on all of us at this point. I mean, there is no way people like Liz Cheney get away with their lies forever. There's just no way. But what's going to come of it?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Elon Musk supposedly, unofficially, is going to be stepping down as the head of Twitter. There's all kinds of rumors abound. Obviously, nothing official about a Twitter poll. Some people thinking it was a bot fishing expedition. I don't believe that's the case. I think he's done plenty of those. I don't think he needs to run a poll to do that anymore. Was it a troll? Was he serious? Was it something he already planned out? Nothing has been said since the poll concluded, with 57% saying Elon Musk should step down as head of Twitter. Now, of course, again, the rumor mill's churning. Everybody's got their opinion. I haven't heard any official statements. The only thing I would lead any credence to would be the fact he was with Jared Kushner at the World Cup right before the announcement, or the poll, rather, was made. So perhaps maybe some influence there. But again, we don't know for sure. And I was thinking more about it last night. And it's a hard thing in the modern times that we live in to take anything at face value. And, you know, I'll use this as an example. My barber is more skeptical than I am, if you can believe that. He doesn't trust anybody. And so we started talking about Elon Musk earlier this morning as he's cutting my hair, and he doesn't trust him at all. He's like, you know, if they tell you who they are, believe them. You know, look at him wearing the devil's advocate or the devil's
surrogate costume. He uses it as his profile picture. And my rebuttal is like, well, I think he's trolling. I think I get what he's doing. And I'm not saying he's perfect with all things. And who knows what the technology he's working on that could eventually be used to oppress us. But, I mean, part of me just kind of like, it's kind of like if you're a gambler, you have to reserve a certain percentage or a certain bet and just say, hey, look, I know that this is going to happen. I've got to remember, like, I know there's going to be an upset in an NCAA basketball tournament. Like, you just know that, so you hold it out. So you're not going to pick all the favorite seeds. You got to pick at least one or two underdogs because you just know it's going to happen. So it's like, that's where I'm kind of at, is am I just supposed to believe that we can't have any heroes? We can't have any champions? Doesn't mean they're going to be perfect. But am I just, I can't believe that Elon Musk can't be doing anything good. He is doing good things. He is exposing the Democrat Party FBI censorship with big tech. He is exposing Anthony Fauci. He has called for him to be prosecuted. They're teasing another round of COVID Fauci drops coming out on Twitter. We've already had 7 Twitter files released. Another one today, number 7, part 8, apparently going to be about Fauci. So I understand why people don't trust anybody, especially people in positions of high power and influence like Elon Musk. And so I'm trying to look at all the angles. And I'm thinking, okay, if Elon Musk is not just organic, meaning he's making up his own decisions, whether they're preconceived or just on a whim, he's doing what he wants. He's deciding what he wants to do. I trust that even if he does bad things more than somebody that's being controlled, even if he makes mistakes. But I'm thinking, okay, you've got all the Twitter files coming out. Now I've got the FBI declassified document showing how the government helped assassinate JFK and then cover it up. I mean, it's like, whoa, hello, that's bombshell news, like 5 alarm fire here. And it just barely even gets announced. And I'm thinking, now, if I'm the ultimate skeptic, I'd say that Elon Musk is doing this to distract us from the JFK files. But again, it's like, I don't even want to think that's the case. I'd rather think Elon Musk is his own man doing his own thing, whether it's good or bad. He's not controlled opposition, and he doesn't want to use technology to oppress humanity. I do believe that. But it is amazing how that little Twitter poll, and anything he does now, he can pretty much just dominate the headlines and distract from anything else that's going on. And certainly he knows that. By the way, I'm pretty sure that Twitter's shares have jumped up since the poll was put out. So I don't have all the answers. I'm not sure anybody does right now, except maybe Elon Musk or some people he's talking to, as far as what he was thinking when he put out the poll. Was he serious? Did he already decide he was going to do that some time ago? Was it influenced by Jared Kushner? And of course, maybe it's all just a distraction. What's worse? We have new FBI files showing how the FBI did the political operations of the Democrat Party ahead of the 2020 election to censor Republicans, to censor Donald Trump, to censor any negative news about Joe Biden. We now know that. A total violation of the First Amendment, total collusion, total fascism, total corruption. Okay. Or is it the FBI and the CIA working hand in glove to assassinate a U.S. president and then working hand in glove with the media to make sure that that story never goes to air? Pretty serious stuff, no matter how you look at it. And yet, Elon Musk's poll, should he leave Twitter or not, was the biggest news story, despite all of that. And it's not just a news story that people are following. It's getting more attention from the federal government. It's getting more attention from lawmakers and Congress. They're all following what Elon Musk is doing. They're all ignoring the JFK files. They're all ignoring the Twitter files. So, Will Elon Musk step down after the poll says so? He said he would. No announcement's been made yet. We'll be continuing to monitor this throughout the day. But here's something that you'll never see going the other way. Elon Musk lifts Twitter suspensions of lefty journalists. The people have spoken. So he put up a poll. He likes to do these polls. I don't mind it either. I mean, the one thing about Elon Musk I think that is fair to say is he's the most transparent as far as any of the big tech heads are concerned. I don't even think it's close. So he puts up a poll and says, should these leftist journalists be put back on Twitter? And, of course, they got reinstated. Why? Because conservatives and Republicans believe in free speech. And while it's split as far as some people want them to kind of taste their own medicine and rub their nose in it and celebrate when they get censored just to say, ha ha, this is how it feels. How do you like it? That's just a 50-50 split, I think, when it comes to votes or opinion sharing. But I think even those conservatives or Republicans or patriots that would say, no, suspend the lefties, even they would admit that they're free speech, and they're probably just doing that as giving them a taste of their own medicine. So you'll never have an instant. I mean, you could use Alex Jones as the litmus test. You'll never have an instant where Elon Musk says, I guess it worked with Donald Trump, but you won't have liberals voting to reinstate conservatives. You won't have Democrats voting to give Republicans free speech back. You will only have it the other way, and that's what we saw with his recent poll. And by the way, I've got more on that. One of the individuals, Taylor Lorenz. You know, this is a really interesting case study of a female psychology, Taylor Lorenz. And if there's anything as a witch, maybe that's your example. I'll explain that later. The Twitter Files Part 6, the FBI subsidiary, and now we've got more. They're on 7, 8 coming. Next is going to hit Fauci and the COVID protocols again. But it's just like total red-handed Democrat Party collusion with the federal government to use big tech, big media to censor their political opposition and censor negative stories about Biden ahead of the presidential election. Everything they accused Russia of, all the rhetoric, all the clap-trapping, all the shouting and screaming and wailing and whining and investigations, all of it because of Russia, Russia, Russia. It was the Democrats the entire time. But we all knew that, didn't we? We all knew that, didn't we? The FBI kept busy censoring conservatives instead of chasing crooks and chasing down pedophiles. Yeah, well, we know why that is. We know why that is. Just like the Democrat Party, they are one in the same. More interested in taking out their political opposition than stopping actual criminals. But Devin Nunes has come out and made a statement, which we all know is true. We're just waiting to get the evidence like we have with the Twitter files. Social media coordination between DOJ and FBI is not limited to Twitter, says Devin Nunes. And we've got more on that coming up after this short break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.